Newell Fonda wins it over Arweva. Olivia Larson joining us first. And Olivia, so far so good for the Mustangs here in the postseason. I'm going to give your defensive effort, the Wells Ag Supply of Fonda, play of the game tonight, as everybody chipped in well, the full court pressure causing chaos. Did you feel like things were clicking on that end?
Yes, they were. They always do. We're just a fast and scrappy team, and it's a part of us that makes us so successful. We give it our all every night, and it's just wonderful.
Yeah, better believe that. And a lot of contributions offensively, as we're so accustomed to, and you with a 12 and getting the 5 points you needed for 1,000 for your career. What do you have to say about that?
I just want to thank everyone who's gotten to me this spot, and it's so small to me. It's not a big deal to me as it is to other people, because it's just so small compared to all of our big, big goals that every girl wants to happen in their basketball career, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm just blessed to be in this community, and I can't wait to see what the future holds for me and my team.
Yeah, well said there, and you certainly have your sights set on bigger things down the road. And what did coaches tell you moments ago there as you ran off the floor?
Just great game, way to give it our all. He loves our energy and effort, and we just have a blast. Way to start the second season, you know, but so much more bigger things to come.
Olivia, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Ryan.
You bet. All right, let's hand it over to Pops here in the Vision Care Associates of Storm Lake post game, and Kevin Larson, Newell Fonda assistant coach. Kevin, the offense, 12 threes. You hit a little bit of a lull there for a while in the first half, but got it going before halftime and picked it up in the second half. 77 points, pretty good at night all in all.
Yes, it was. You know, the only bad thing about hitting a couple threes to start the game, Ryan, is then we fall in love with it.
Yeah.
And then we got in that lull, and we quit going inside, but that happens, though. But it started spreading them out, so created the driving lanes for our girls to reverse and penetrate. So very, very good team effort tonight. Love the way the girls move the ball. I mean, we have everybody shoot threes. I mean, that's all there is to it. Everybody's got to be a threat out there when they're out there, and they are. So makes for an interesting offensive scheme when anybody on the floor can step out and shoot a three.
Yeah, seven girls hit from downtown, and you wind up having 11 players score tonight. I make it 12, actually. So a lot of contributions, a lot of people can chip in, lots you can turn to. And defensively, full court pressure being disruptive, as it often is, you forced them to call two timeouts in the first 3 minutes of the game.
We did. Our defense pressure just today, just our energy and enthusiasm is our greatest booster that we have. I mean, that every single girl out there plays hard when they come in. They know their defensive assignments. They're going to give it their all. They're going to play hard, and they're going to get after it. We did a tremendous job on an all-stater, Emily Danner. She's a tremendous player, but did a great job limiting her touches and her shots, and that team flows through her. So limiting her limited the team, as you can tell by the final score. So it was pretty awesome that we were able to do that. And our defense steps up every night. I mean, defense wins championships. I mean, you heard the old adage for years and years, Ryan. So we work very, very dedicatedly on defense every night in practice. It's in the front of our mind every time, and then the shooting and the offense comes next.
And they held Danner to 12 points, 20 points per game scorer on the season. And Olivia surpassing the 1,000 career point mark here tonight, needed 5 coming in. And as she said, not as big a deal to her as some other people, but you've, of course, coached her not only the varsity, but coming up through the ranks, and she's done some awesome things.
Yeah, I've had him since third grade. I know, I remember that first game we played out the ring, we were playing up in fourth grade, we were in third grade, and we got schlacked by the seniors over there this year. I think it was 44-2, if I remember right. Olivia scored her only 2 points of that game, but looking back, and the kids that have stuck around, even the kids that didn't make it up to high school basketball, it's been such an adventure, such a ride. I mean, not just with Olivia, but with all my daughters.
Yeah.
I've been very fortunate to be back at Newell Fonda and coaching them. Back when Claudia was in sixth grade, it started then, and now with my little Greta in sixth grade and Coach Younger's daughter Kiera there in that group as well. We both love coaching them and having fun with them as well. So just very blessed with my family and her support that she gets. I mean, I know her sister's down there giving her her thousand point poster and a bag full of candy and everything else. So just very proud dad.
Yeah, good stuff. And As you said, he got another one on the way. And Ella with the 11 points as a freshman this year, done some nice things. The first time you get to coach two daughters at the varsity level.
Yeah, yeah. That, you know, we've been looking forward to for a long time, especially those two. That Ella just like, man, I can't wait to, Dad, I can't wait to play with Olivia. And I was like, yeah, I can't wait to watch you guys play together, playing this team. Because it is that just, I consider all the girls my daughters, though, honestly, Ryan. They're all just a great group of young ladies. Their parents have raised just tremendous young women. It's a joy to be with them every day and have practice and see them grow and watch them grow. And just it's more than I can ever describe to you. It's just a fun day every day when you step in the gym and you got these 15 girls just going at each other and getting each other better and playing hard.
Well, always fun watching Mustang Hoops. Kevin Larson, thanks to you and Olivia for the time, and I'll see you Friday. Thanks
again. All right. Thanks, Ryan.